It's US 99.5, it's Drew Walker. There are about 12 people in the studio right now surrounding you on the other side of this control board. Is this awkward for you? Because it feels like a little bit.
It's pretty awkward.
When was the last time someone forced you to do something you didn't want to do, i.e. saying, go Cubs?
I'm married. It happens all the time.
That's Tim McGraw. He is in town today for the American Diabetes Association. You do a lot of great work with them. And why specifically are you here in downtown Chicago with them? Can you tell us a little bit about it?
Our job is to... In my job, what I want to do is spread awareness. You know, 30 million people are living with diabetes. And, you know, what we're trying to do is with the American Diabetes Association and America's Diabetes Challenge.com is to get people to go to America's Diabetes Challenge.com, work with their doctors to find their A1C levels, which is, you know, it's what your blood levels are over a 2 to 3 month period. Mm-hmm. You just want people to, you know, lead a healthy lifestyle. You know, that's the most important thing, you know, to work with your doctor, find out where your blood levels are. And pay attention to it.
And why is the ADA and diabetes, why is that such a personal cause for you?
First off, you know, as a father, you know, when you have three daughters, you want, and somebody who believes in a healthy lifestyle, mm-hmm. you want people to be healthy and you want people to pay attention to their health. I had an aunt who passed away from complications of diabetes. Mm-hmm. Another aunt lives with diabetes. And I think all of us, when you say 30 million people live with diabetes, I think all of us in our circle of
that's a lot of people.
Our family, nobody is untouched by it. And so I think that it's something that we all can relate to, and it's something that we all know somebody or are related to somebody who lives with it. And it's certainly something that that can be dealt with.
I feel like the American Diabetes Association and diabetes in general is not something that you hear top of mind. You don't see it on the news every night. So it's not something where you're always hearing about it. And that's maybe why you're trying to bring more awareness.
Bring more attention to it. Have people be more aware. People be more proactive in their health. Mm-hmm. Talk to their doctors. Go to americasdiabeteschallenge.com and find out more information about it and the tools that you need.
And talking about a healthy lifestyle, that is Tim McGraw. If you don't recognize his voice, well, you're a fool if you don't. But it's not even lunchtime yet, and you said you've already worked out three times today.
No, not yet. I'm going to do it later.
In downtown Chicago, are you going to go to the club or the hotel? Are you going to run on the lakefront?
I don't know.
Because I know you're doing TV as well. And then you rumored, apparently, earlier today with Lisa and Ray that maybe we'll see you at the ballpark tonight.
You know, look, you're in town and it's the National League Championship. You got to go see it. Mm-hmm.
Or we'll just see you at a local bar and outside.
Tell you what, I've never been to Wrigley Field before.
Never once?
No, never once. So I'm looking forward to it.
Maybe that's a plan for a tour next summer. Because Flats did the first country show there ever. I know you mentioned Brian O'Connell before. He's your tour guy.
So he
set that up. And then Paisley's been there.
Yeah.
Can we say now that Tim McGraw Wrigley Field 2016?
Come on.
What's our percentage?
I don't know what the percentage
would
is.
Would it bother you to be performing in the home of the Cubs after you're a Mets fan?
Not at all. I'm a National League fan too, so I mean, I got to pull for the National League.
Cubs and Mets tonight, Game 3. How you feeling? Be honest, and don't just say the Mets are going to win.
No, well, you know, Mets look pretty tough right now, and they got a lot of confidence going mm-hmm. into this. But you know, it's the first home game for the Cubs for the NLC.
Did you watch any of the Cubs Cardinals series?
I watched a little bit.
Have you seen Schwarber and his home runs that are, he's got the record for the longest home run in postseason history. The ball that he hit against the Cards actually landed on top of the scoreboard, and they put a plexiglass around it, and it's going to stay there the entire postseason.
Cool. That's really cool.
Right?
Yeah, that's really cool.
You got a lot of young guys. You got Joe Maddon, who makes them dress in pajama onesies, who has cupcake days in the park to try and loosen them up. I kind of feel like it's a backstage Tim McGraw party area, because you do workouts with your guys, and then you have kids.
I'm going to make them dress onesies next year.
Pajama onesies. Yeah. It was one of the most tweeted photos ever for the Cubs.
I don't think you'd want to see some of my guys in pajama onesies.